So, Anastasia, you came to the U.S. when you were 16, with your mother and...
And my younger sister.
And how old is she?
She's 13 now.
13. So, when you came here, you started high school?
Yeah. I went to high school for 1 year, but then they canceled the ESL program, and I couldn't pass my classes, like history and biology. It was really hard for me because I didn't speak English very well. So I decided to go to college to take an ESL program to learn English.
Really?
Yeah. I dropped out of high school and took an English placement test for college.
So how was high school?
High school. It's kind of a terrible place because I think it's the same in every country because students are kind of trying to be grown up and they're still teenagers and everyone wants to look better than you and be better than you and... And also, if you don't speak English, it's kind of hard because the other students...
So the American students were...
Not the American students. The American students were very kind and patient, but students from other countries who came here maybe 5 years ago or 7 years ago...
Yeah.
And they can speak English very well, so they... Well, you can experience discrimination. Yeah. And also, in high school, a lot of students don't care about getting an education. It's like their parents said, you have to go to school. So they go to school, but... They don't really want to learn. They don't concentrate, and they can sometimes distract you from learning, too.
But now in college, it's different?
Yeah, the students are more serious. They want to learn. My friends and I, when we have free time, we like to sit in the library. It sounds strange, but we just sit and talk and help each other with English and math. I really like it.
So, who do you hang out with here? Who are your friends?
At first, in high school, I didn't have friends. But after a while, I started to hang out with Turkish people.
Yeah?
Because I feel like there's something similar in our, like, vision of the world or something like that. So I always hung out with them. And they helped me with my homework and my English. And now I have new friends at college.
So are your friends of different nationalities?
Yeah, several different. Like Vietnamese, Mexican, Filipino, Iranian.
Any Americans?
Not yet, but I'm taking a regular math class now, and there are a lot of American people, so I think we're going to be friends.
Anastasia, when you first came here, what was it like for you and your family? I mean... Does your mother speak English?
A little bit.
Yeah, so less than you.
Yes.
So did you find yourself responsible for...
Yes, kind of. For example, when we need to go to the bank or someplace like that. Because usually when you go to the clinic, for example, you have an interpreter. But the store or the bank, you have nobody to translate for you. And these are kind of important situations.
Yeah.
And I know that I have to, like, I really have to concentrate and get everything right and not make any mistakes.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah. And did that start right away when you first came here?
Yeah, just after we came here.
So how did that feel, to be responsible, in a way, for your mother and sister at that age?
I didn't feel any pressure from my mom, but it felt like... I'm not a teenager anymore. When I was living in Kazakhstan, I was, like, carefree. I had no responsibilities. But now I have to help my mom, and it's like, suddenly I'm an adult.
Yeah. You arrived here, and suddenly you had to be in charge.
Yeah. I just have to do it.
Yeah.
I have to help my family.
Does that feel good, to be able to do that?
Yes. Sometimes I'm tired and I think, oh my God, I have a headache, but I feel like I'm really part of the family.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of equal with my mom, like we're friends.
She probably really appreciates your being so responsible.
Yes. She says, like, I'm proud of you.
Does your mother ever worry about you? For example, if you are with your friends?
It depends on which friends.
Ah.
Like, when I had friends in high school, she was always worried about me. She called me, like, 10 times an hour. And I said, Mom, I'm okay, don't worry. But now she says, you know, I can trust your friends. I can see that they are good people.
That's great.
I think moms know.
Yeah. One final question. What are your future plans?
I want to be a music producer. At first, I wanted to be an artist, but everyone said you can't make a good living as an artist in America. So I decided, okay, I'll do art as my hobby, and I'll be a music producer.